You're on The Burt Show.
She claims she accidentally became a bridesmaid. We'll get into her email here in just 1 second. Very, very quickly, though, reminder, want you to buy those raffle tickets to win that brand new 2025 Audi Q3. Only $100 can get you that brand new car, and all that money is going to Burt's Big Adventure. That's a trip we take every year with kids that have chronic and terminal illnesses. Please buy those raffle tickets. We're hoping this thing sells out. You can get them at theburtshow.com or Burt's Big Adventure.org. All right, Kristen, she accidentally became, how does this happen, a bridesmaid?
I'm not 1,000% sure, but I think we're about to find out. All right, got this email from a Burt Show listener. So, I was at brunch with my girlfriends, bottomless mimosas flowing, when we ran into this super fun bachelorette party. Naturally, we all started celebrating together. Somewhere between the third mimosa and the group shots, someone handed me a Team Bride sash, and I started yelling Team Bride chants like I'd known these girls forever. I do love female frivolity when we all just like come together for a common goal, like celebrating a bride at a bottomless mimosa brunch.
It's shocking how little tequila it takes to become best friends with someone.
It really does. And then those crying moments you'll have in the bathroom, like, oh, girl, you need to leave him. He's the worst. You deserve better. When you literally met them like 60 seconds ago.
I don't need to know anything about the man. If you're questioning if you should leave your boyfriend, my answer is always going to be absolutely.
And then we're going to go to the bar and get a drink and celebrate your new freedom. All right. So she goes on to say, excuse me, in her email, here's where it gets messy. Apparently, one of the bridesmaids from the wedding bailed. And to keep the numbers even, the bride decided to recruit me. I guess drunk me thought it was an excellent idea because I apparently said yes and even gave her my number. Fast forward to this week. And now I'm in a bridesmaid group chat. They're discussing dress fittings, hair trials, a $200 gown I'm somehow supposed to order. Can I get out of this or do I have to write this out and see if I make it all the way to the wedding? Signed, Mimosas Made Me Do It.
Aren't there other like girls in this group going like, who is this chick?
I mean, but as of right now, it's not about what the bridesmaids are thinking. It's what the bride's thinking. And if she had a bridesmaid bail, I'm sure she was feeling a little tenderhearted about it. And she's out having a bridesmaid brunch. And if she's particular, she wants the numbers to be even. So she meets you, feels like you have an instant connection. And all of a sudden, you've been recruited into the bridesmaid party. And because you were drunk, thought it was a good idea. I don't know how you get out of that.
Had we not already done a texting tutor and recorded it, I'd say this would be a great one. But don't you think that if she's just honest with the bride and says, hey, like, we were both drunk here, don't you think the bride is probably trying to figure out a way to get out of this also?
I don't know. I'm kind of getting a vibe that she low-key wants to be a part of the wedding. Like, I'm not getting a vibe where she's like, I absolutely need to get out of this. How do I do it? Because to me, this is such an easy, hey, like, I was drunk and I agreed to this. I feel like I was just recruited by your OCD wanting things to be even. I feel like that's an easy text to send, whereas I feel like she's kind of waffling, like, do I actually take the plunge and commit to the bit?
Is this something that you'd want, like, for me, being in a wedding, even going to, I love the receptions, the weddings themselves. Is this the kind of thing that you would really be excited about, being in a bridesmaid in a wedding of a woman that you barely even know?
This adds to your lore. Oh my God.
Yes, that's what I'm thinking.
Like, think of the stories you're going to get out of this night. It's just like me going up to Indiana for that wedding. Like, you know, who really cares why I'm there? But at the end of the day, like, you have so much lore now attached to your backstory.
But would you have done that if you weren't in radio? I mean, that's the life that we live, is content. She's not living for content.
Yes.
You'd still go.
You do it for the story.
100%.
You do it for the story and to share the story. And
really?
It gives you your character depth and mystery. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Like you said, it's all about the lore. It gives you your character depth and mystery. And this is harmless enough. And so, depending on the vibe, and obviously you vibed with these ladies because you ended up in the bridal party. So if it's not going to put you out too much and doesn't become too demanding, I say see it through for the sheer story of it, radio or no radio.
If you could afford a $200 dress, go for it. It's an open bar, so it all evens out in the end.
Because maybe this is the universe's way of universing. And like, if you are single, maybe your future mate is at this wedding.
Can you imagine that's how you walk down the aisle with this guy and he ends up being your person? Or maybe one of these girls is going to be like her future best friend.
Right?
You never know.
You have been reading too many romanticy books because you just called him your future mate instead of husband or boyfriend.
Yeah.
Come what on. Is this, fairy corn?
I was about to say, I'm like, this guy isn't Resand. He's going to be Jared from accounting.
Have they been sealed? Are they sealed?
You're on The Burt Show.